And it goes without saying that anyone listening this afternoon who's currently unemployed is probably determined to present the best possible CV to send off to potential employers. But what if you left your last place of employment for reasons other than redundancy or company closure? What, for example, if you fell out with the boss in the last place you worked, or you didn't get on with your work colleagues, or you simply felt that there was a major clash of personalities and that ended in you leaving the company? What we're asking today is, should you erase that particular period of your career from your CV, or are you better off to come clean and hope that a potential employer won't be put off by this unfortunate episode in your career past? Well, joining me for more on this afternoon is Liam Horne, who is with the career coaching company Schlí Nua. Liam, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Thanks for joining us and talk about... Now, Liam, what actually prompted me to discuss this afternoon was there's a survey in some of the papers today about the amount of people who lie on their CVs. Now, a bit like yourself, as you mentioned to me earlier, we all sort of take these surveys with a pinch of salt, but this one is claiming that 77% of people lie on their CVs. Would you say that's any way accurate?
Well, I suppose it all depends on the definition of what a lie is. You know, did you there's something there in that survey about changing your job title to make it sound a little bit better. Is that per se a lie? But I think what you're talking about in the intro there about people, you know, erasing stuff from their CV and hoping that it won't be noticed, I would say it's quite uncommon, because I think most people realise that, you know, you send your CV in somewhere, but there's a follow-up interview, and good interviewers and good employers will discern something amiss very quickly. And by and large, you're better off to have it there and not deny it. And in some cases, even be upfront about certain things that have happened in the past, rather than being sort of outed halfway through the interview. So I don't think it's hugely common, and it's certainly not something people I would be recommending to people in any way, because it will come back to bite you.
I suppose some of the things people might be tempted to lie about don't really matter anyway, though. Like, you know, I mean, does a potential employer really care that you got 6 A's in your junior cert, for example?
No, I suppose people, you know, the example you cited at the start, that, you know, people might be happier today if a certain period of employment wasn't on their CV because it's short and it didn't finish up well or whatever. But, you know, people should be realistic as well. You should, your curriculum vitae, the story of your life, needn't be this straightest and most righteous of paths, if you know what I mean. Things happen in work. Anybody who goes out to try and work encounters different situations, and, you know, you shouldn't try and fool yourself, let alone fool the potential employer, that everything is hunky-dory all the way through. So the big advice I would give to people, if they have a difficult situation in their employment, like something that finished a bit early, if they were dismissed, or if they felt they were victims of constructive dismissal, is to ensure that you're over that when you go for interviews. So put in your CV the dates of employment, and if you're asked about that employment, it's no harm at all to say, well, in that situation, it just didn't work out well. I wasn't the right fit, or I didn't like the way the company was going. But that's behind me now, and I'm hoping to sort of move forward from here. So it's not to become wedded to your past in such a way that it's going to stop you from moving on.
What if you just leave that year out altogether? Let's just say that there was a year that you were working in a particular company and the whole thing went belly up and you'd rather not talk about it. Would you be leaving yourself wide open then? Because a sharp-eyed interviewer would say, oh, where were you between 97 and 98?
Yes, and then you're under pressure in an interview situation. So you're better off to have volunteered enough to show that you're not hiding anything, or that you're not, you know, that there's nothing to see here, folks, kind of thing. But if you leave a blank, an interviewer will almost certainly bring it up with you. And if they don't, that could be even worse, because they might actually just form an opinion without asking you at all. So you're leaving a hostage to fortune. And that's something you should never do going to interview, because you have to consider the mindset of most people going to interview. They're quite nervous. They feel under pressure. They feel the spotlight is on them. And the last thing you want to put up in the interview is something uncomfortable or potentially adversarial even in an interview. So really get your CV right and get it honest, and then go with what you've gone with. And some of the most successful people in the world, you know, we had bad situations in jobs. As a friend of mine says, once I've been thrown out of bigger jobs than this, you know. So don't worry. Nobody has a day to a Z without any blemish or any sort of skeleton in the cupboard, or whatever the phrase is.
Exactly. But as against that, though, you do hear stories of people who bluffed a bit on their CV just to get the foot in the door of the company they wanted to work for. And then when they got their foot in the door, they come clean and say, well, look, okay, I told a few porkies on my CV, but here I am, hear me out, kind of thing. Would you advise against that, though, Liam?
It's a high-risk strategy because not every employer will be as understanding. We're all familiar with the Irish men in particular travelling to America who became carpenters on the plane. They're known as the Aer Lingus Carpenter, I think was the name given to them. And they learn. And one of the in the construction trade, one of the ways around it was to stay as long as you could, learning a bit until eventually you learned it all, but busting that you'd be thrown out of places as you were going along. But no, I don't think it's a good way to go. I mean, an employer will allow for you not having the full range of skills, but I don't think he or she will allow for you, you know, misleading them, because then they've got to invest more in training in you. It's a very high-risk strategy. But what I'd say to people is, the whole move nowadays is towards hiring for attitude. And companies feel that they can train people and get them right if they have the right attitude. So don't underestimate the value in your CV and in your interview of exhibiting attitude, willingness to learn, enthusiasm to learn, and previous learning as well that you did in other jobs. And, you know, don't look at the one iffy thing in your CV that you're not too happy about, that the last job didn't finish up too well, and look to your strengths and, you know, away you go. And everybody does that in an interview situation, and you're perfectly entitled to as well.
Okay, but let's just say, let's just take a hypothetical scenario here. Let's say that I was in a company and I was there for a year and I just did not get on with the boss and we were constantly at loggerheads and he didn't like me and I didn't like him and eventually I just quit the job and now I'm on the market trying to get another job. Should I say straight out to the person in an interview situation, look, the reason I left X company was because I didn't hit it off with the boss? Because, I mean, you're taking a risk there, because the potential boss might think then that you're a bit of a pain in the ass and that you don't get on with people.
Well, it's a judgment call you make in the interview, how much you reveal about previous employments. You're not obliged to tell the interviewer why you left jobs, so why would you just pick that job? Okay, if it's a short period of service, there may be an inquiry. But if you do say it, you could use some of the language that you use there along the lines of, you know, it just didn't work out. I don't think I was the right person at the right time, or the company wasn't right for me. And these things happen, and show a philosophical acceptance of it and that it's behind you. The biggest thing of all to say is that, you know, that didn't work out, but I'm still going strong. I've done stuff since that. And, you know, these things happen. I'm sure you've had it yourselves in companies. And, you know, employers don't mind a bit of honesty in an interview situation. What they don't like is somebody coming in presenting themselves as squeaky clean and without any sort of incident in their past. But as I said, the big thing is to show that what happened is behind you now and you're moving on. There is a tendency sometimes to replay the drama of what happened in the interview and start trying to explain to the interviewer exactly what happened in that situation, almost as if you're hoping that the interviewer will take sides nearly. Don't burden them with that. That will raise a much bigger worry in them than will you just saying, you know, it didn't work out, but that's behind me now and onwards and upwards, you know.
We used to be taught by the nuns many years ago about the importance of
we all did.
Indeed. About the importance of getting a good reference. Is that still relevant in the modern day workplace? Do companies still ring other companies to check somebody out?
Well, there are different ways of doing it, but what I would say is companies learn about you before they hire you. And yes, they do ask people who are on your CV or people you give as referees, or they ask people. I get called by people regularly from companies regularly, somebody that might be from the same town as me, and ask, do I know this person? And I have to say I do or I don't, and give my opinion on them. So they do their background, and particularly if they're paying you a good bit of money, they do their background. And my attitude to references and referees in the CV is, it's a very light weight to carry in a CV to put in the names of one or two or maybe even three people who can speak for you. And that's particularly true when you're applying to companies who don't have a fully fledged HR department and who are doing the recruitment a bit on the fly, so to speak. Anything you can put in there to help the company give you the job, you should put it in there. You know, people approach CVs as if there are rules you must abide by, and there are certain things you must put in there, but ultimately it's a sales document and you are the product and you are entitled to put in stuff there that will help to sell you, and for your own sake you're obliged to do that. So I would always promote people taking a much fresher attitude towards their CV, a willingness to look at how they can put things in there that sell them.
Very good. Well, it's interesting stuff indeed. Liam, a couple of people have been on asking how they can get in touch with you and if you actually provide help with preparing CVs. You do, don't you?
We do. We're based in County Mayo. We do all our services both online and offline. So people can call me on 094-95-42965. I'll go to our website, sleenuacareers.com. And if I could just mention that every Monday evening at 6 o'clock, we have a free online CV workshop where people can tune in for 45 minutes to an hour, and I go through the CV thing live online, and all you need to have is a PC and access to the internet, and you can ask questions on there as well. So it's quite a good place for people who want to take control of their own careers as well. So, but anybody wants to talk about anything like that can call me on 094-95-42965.
Great stuff. Liam, great to talk to you, and thanks for coming on the show this afternoon.
Thank you very much yourself, Deirdre.
Liam Horan there from the company Schlieinua Careers. And if anyone wants to check out their website, they do some great work helping people out who are trying to get themselves in the jobs market at the moment.